This is 90.9 WBUR. At a time when President Trump calls some news media, quote, the enemy of the American people, some schools are trying to help students figure out which news sources are reliable. UMass Amherst offers a course on news literacy. And as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, it's something that faculty and students find especially necessary right now.
Professor Steve Fox uses recent news stories to get the class to think critically.
This issue of busing voters into New Hampshire is widely known by anyone who's worked in New Hampshire politics.
On this day, Fox picks an exchange between White House advisor Stephen Miller and ABC News interviewer George Stephanopoulos about unsubstantiated White House allegations of voter fraud in New Hampshire. Fox wants to show the students an example of what he calls real-time reporting, where the host won't let the guest off the hook. Fox points out that Miller tries to deflect several follow-up questions, but Stephanopoulos does not fall into the trap.
Prosperity and security, particularly for disenfranchised working people of every background, faith, and ethnicity in this country.
You can start by providing evidence to back up your claims. Thanks for joining.
What do people think about this? I mean, this is a pretty astonishing exchange.
Among the 32 students in the class is junior Sarah Hainanen of Worcester. She offers her analysis, applying concepts learned in class.
I noticed a lot of the things that he was saying, and she was pushing, you know, anybody who's working in New Hampshire without actually naming anything.
Right, and there's a certain segment of the population where you hear something over and over again, and all of a sudden it becomes fact.
Most of the students are freshmen and sophomores. Some, like Hainanen, have made up their minds that they want to be journalists. Hainanen says she's taking the course because she wants to learn how to present the truth in spite of the obstacles she perceives. She finds the people she knows are easily misled and, as a result, end up skeptical about journalism.
I'm a lot more critical of how many sources I'm checking and where I'm backing up my facts and not just resharing something because I got really mad when I read it. It's making me a much more critical thinker about the information that's out there.
Whether they want to be journalists or not, the course treats all the students as news consumers. Freshman Ben O'Crahey says he's learned that he needs to pay more attention to the news.
I feel like in the times that we're in, it's getting harder and harder to determine what's true and what isn't, sort the truth from falsehoods. So it's empowering to learn how to go about finding the truth.
Over the next hour, Fox urges the class to demand evidence when they hear generalizations. He reminds them that journalistic stories change as new evidence comes to light, and of the importance of context. He warns them that in the rush to get a story out, journalists can report stories that turn out to be wrong. He urges them to question what a news organization has been able to verify and whether the sources it cites are in a position to know what's going on. He warns them to be wary of anonymous sources, vague sourcing, and reflexive tweeting. He's been teaching the course for 3 years.
It's become this extremely relevant topic now because of the environment that we're in and the whole idea of alternative facts and fake news and all that.
Fox says students today are actually better informed and more media savvy than they used to be through social media, news alerts, and word of mouth. This year, the journalism department is opening the course to all students. It's now classified as a general education course, and the department plans to offer a larger class. Kathy Roberts Ford chairs the department.
It's important for students all over the university to be news literate and information literate, and so I think it's going to be attractive broadly.
Ford is impressed with the critical and analytical skills the students bring to UMass Amherst.
They're well-informed. They're, by and large, pretty savvy at sussing out and open to sussing out what we're asking them to think about in news literacy and then higher-level courses as well. They seem to have a good sense of how to authenticate information and authenticate sources, how to think critically about where they're getting their information from.
UMass Amherst is not alone in teaching news literacy. Suffolk University is developing a curriculum tackling information literacy. Maria Toyota is dean of Suffolk's College of Arts and Sciences.
Younger people who've grown up in the presence of digital media sometimes take the content less critically than they should.
Others find students can be overly cynical.
I get concerned that the political rhetoric has seeped down into students' faith in objectivity.
At Boston University, historian Seth Blumenthal guides students to acceptable sources for their research, and he finds them surprisingly skeptical.
As a budding historian growing up and training as in graduate school, we always looked to the New York Times as sort of one of the most credible and straightforward periodicals that we could rely on for research. And I had a student come in and ask if the New York Times was a credible source for a research assignment. And to me, that was really a wake-up call.
A wake-up call that college students need education on which sources they can trust. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
Special funding for Edify provided by Lesley University, where creativity empowers teachers to inspire future generations. Explore undergraduate and graduate programs in education at lesley.edu.